from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting an apparent attempt on the life of Donald Trump. Apparently, it happened last Saturday. A British man was arrested in Las Vegas for what the Secret Service says was an attempt to kill Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. A complaint filed Monday in federal court says Michael Stephen Sanford drove across the country last week to attend a Trump rally at the Treasure Island Casino, where he tried to grab a gun from the holster of a Las Vegas police officer who was providing security. No motive is mentioned. Sanford told authorities he had never fired a gun before last Friday when he went to a Las Vegas gun range to learn how to shoot. Julie Debnam is a retired teaching assistant who's a family friend of the Sanfords, her son having grown up with Michael Stephen in England. She suggests that Sanford struggled with Asperger's and a touch of autism.
And it was only when he got older that he obviously had the traits of Asperger's and autistic, you know, that sort of... Because nobody knows, you know, that's the trouble. And then it's too late once they find out.
He also said that if he were released from custody, he would try again to kill Trump. The explosion of a car bomb on Syria's border with Jordan that killed 6 Jordanian troops and wounded 14 other people is raising fears that violence in Syria is spreading to its neighbors. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
We condemn in the strongest terms this morning's attack in Jordan, which we understand killed 6 members of the Jordanian security forces and wounded another 14. We express, of course, our deepest condolences to the victims and to their families, and ask that everybody remember that those families are in grief today. We are going to continue our unwavering support to the Jordanian armed forces, and we are proud of that partnership.